Welcome to Film Forum's podcast. The following event was recorded on November 27th, 2015, live at our theaters located at 209 West Houston Street in Manhattan.
Please welcome back James Curtis.
As you can see, I'm moving across the stage here. My next intro will be from the back of the house. Before we go any further, I'd like to mention that we have members of the Menzies clan here this evening, actually representing both coasts. And Donald Menzies and his family are sitting right back there. Don is the grandson of John Menzies, who was the elder brother of William Cameron Menzies. And behind him there is a woman who, without her help and enthusiasm, I couldn't have done this book. And her name is Pamela Lawson. And Pam, can you just wave to everybody so they can see? Pam is the eldest granddaughter of William Cameron Menzies. She's the one that remembers him. She has very vivid and good memories of him. And if you have any questions about what he was like and don't want to spring for the book, you can always corner her and ask her about him when you get a chance. Okay, so you've seen The Dove now, or you've seen what is projectable of The Dove at the moment, and I don't think it was The Dove itself that really won Menzies the Oscar. As you know, in a lot of cases, Oscars are given for prior work, and it just happens to be pinned on something that was more current. That qualified. I mean, does anyone seriously think that Jimmy Stewart was better in Philadelphia Stores than Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, for example? You know, and so I think this Academy Award that Cameron Menzies was given in 1929 was for a body of work that extended back to The Thief of Baghdad in 1924 and was represented in a lot of great films throughout the 1920s. But the way they did the first Academy Awards was that they decided they were going to make a year's worth of films qualify for the first Oscar. And so it was from, I think, August 1 of 27 to August 1 of 28. And they gave Academy members, of which I believe there were something like 300 back then, exactly 6 weeks to see the films that they needed to see or make their nominations. And then there were a series of committees that would winnow these down to the final few, and then there would be judges that would actually make the selections. Now, in the case of this first Academy Award for Art Direction, the runners-up included Sunrise. But for his body of work and the fact that he was an extremely well-liked man within the industry, the winner was William Cameron Menzies. It also helped, I think, that Tempest, which is the film you're about to see, opened in Los Angeles about a week before the nominations closed. And so it was fresh in everyone's mind. It was very popular out here. I'm used to being in Los Angeles, excuse me. It was very popular back there, out there. And so I think that, as much as anything, dictated the decision ultimately. But Tempest comes at a point, you saw a bit of this in The Dove, where Menzies has moved away now decisively from mere art direction, and he is starting to construct whole sequences shot for shot. You see a bit of that in The Dove. You'll see more of that in Tempest. He didn't draw every shot out, but he did a tremendous amount of work. We have some images to show you. And I won't describe these so much as just to allow as how you'll probably notice in the film when you see it that there are shots that exactly duplicate these drawings, exactly. Let's go to another one. This is one. Now, you'll see this is in color. And he said, even though the films were in black and white, he said he did color in order to keep his color up. He was trained as an illustrator. He was not an architect. He was not trained as an architect like most set designers were at that time. And you can see the values of illustration, for instance, in this shot, where he's placing the action in the distance. up close, Barrymore, you're looking at what he's seen subjectively through his jail cell window. Next image, please. You'll see this shot exactly duplicated in the film. Again, please. And this shot also. So we have the evidence, and this is just a small selection of the artwork that exists on Tempest. Again, there's that one drawing from Dove, but we have a lot of evidence as to exactly how much he did on Tempest. This is one of the films that he designed from start to finish. It comes as close to production design without calling it production design as he could at this time. The following year, Tempest is 28 and 29, he did his first film start to finish, shot for shot from beginning to end, and that was Bulldog Drummond, and you'll see that later in this series. So with that all mentioned, here is a restoration, a new 35 millimeter restoration from UCLA Film Archive of Tempest starring John Barrymore.
The note is that we thought it had the full original soundtrack. In fact, Reel One does not have a soundtrack. So Steve will play Reel One, and then we will go into the soundtrack. And I also want to point out that Jim will be here tomorrow night at 6:10 with Our Town, a very rare screening in 35 millimeter, maybe the first in 70 years, who knows. And what else do we have? That's it.
When,
okay.
When do we have King's Row on Sunday?
Oh, King's Row on Sunday, yes.
Right.
Actually, I wanted to mention your book signing after the film. So please join Jim in the lobby after the movie. Thank you.
And buy some books.
Thank you for listening to Film Forum's podcast. Visit us online at filmforum.org, where you can learn more about our films, memberships, subscribe to our free weekly e-newsletter, and to find out the ways you can support our nonprofit cinema. And if you have the time, please visit our iTunes page and leave a rating and review of our podcasts. Copyright to this program belongs to The Moving Image Incorporated.